to do, but I'm not a public speaker, but it'd be better if I write things down, because a lot I would not remember, so.
Steve, can you put your microphone over to you?
Oh, here, let me turn it back up. There, that might be better. Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
I like the pace, but guess I'll have to lean in here. All right, so I apologize for the cracked voice. I don't know if I'm coming down with something, or I don't know, but anyways, bear with me. For those who have not heard me before, I prefer to. I'm not a public speaker, so I write stuff down and then I just read it, so if you bear with me on that. Can you give a message? Fill the pulpit? Preach. Heaven forbid. I can stand up here, and I can talk, but I would rather watch from the stands or on TV. In other words, I'd rather hide. And that got me to thinking, what am I going to talk about? I'm not a preacher, and I don't have a gift for that. Again, I'd rather hide. So what about that? Why not talk about hiding? We're trying to. Hiding. From what? From God? Yeah, good luck with that. Nowhere to run. So here I am. When asked to do something for his church, I don't want to run and hide, even though that would be my natural tendency. I want to try to do something that can be pleasing to God. So rather than hiding, here I am. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, help me. Be with me so that I may say something helpful to someone. Don't let me hide as if I ever could. Let me use this opportunity, a poor, weak, broken vessel, to try to please you. Calm my racing heart, steady my shaking hands. Be with our church today that we may get something here. We thank you again for your many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. So hiding from God, if there is such a thing. And let me say that even though we're going to travel from Genesis to Revelations today, you will not burn your roast. Family joke here. We'll start in Jeremiah 23:24. I don't know if I get that to Krista,
yep.
But she...
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. So we'll start in Jeremiah 23, verse 24. Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord. Declares. Not really a question, is it? So no one tries it very often to hide from God, right? Yeah, hardly. I think we're all doing it all the time. Anything in the Bible about it? Well, yeah, a whole book about it. The one guy that God sent on a mission went the other way, got dumped overboard and swallowed by a giant fish or whale. So, could Jonah hide even at the bottom of the sea? Clearly not. Right from the beginning, the first man, after he sinned, what did he do? He hid, right? Or he tried to. Genesis 3:8, it says, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they what? They hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. Once again, were they truly hidden? No. Verse 10 says, I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. So their sinning led them to want to hide, or at least try to. What about their son, the first man born on earth? What did Cain do? He killed his brother, Abel, right? The first world's firstborn, a murderer. We humans are off to a good start, right? What did God ask him then? Where is your brother, Abel? And what was Cain's response? I don't know, liar. Am I my brother's keeper, he said? A couple of thoughts there. First, he lied. He knew where his brother was. Second, he was trying to hide the evidence of his crime. Another type of hiding. So we can see that there's an association of sin with hiding. Do we see that in our own lives? Yes. We can think of something we've said or done, a sin that we want to hide. We could probably ask ourselves what we've said or done or thought today that we want to hide. We may hide it from others or even ourselves, but can we hide it from God? Of course not. In Numbers 32:23, Moses is telling the tribes of Gad and Reuben, who wanted to settle on the other side of the Jordan, this is after wandering the desert for 40 years, that if they failed to help the other tribes in the coming battle, he says, quote, if you fail to do this, you will be sinning against the Lord, and you may be sure your sin will find you out. In other words, you can run, you can hide, you can try to, but no matter how safe you think you are, your sin will find you out. In other words, God knows. No hiding. Then, as it says in Jeremiah 16:17, my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from me, nor is their sin concealed from my eyes. Back to our verse, Jeremiah 23:24. Can anyone hide in secret places that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth? In other words, he's everywhere. Where would we hide? On a mountain? He's there. Under the sea? Ask Jonah. He's there. Under a rock. God made that rock, and he made the dirt under it, and all the insects underneath there. He's there. He sees and knows it all. How frightening is that? But how awesome. God knows our every deed, our every thought. He knitted us in our mother's womb and knew us from the start. As in Hebrews 4:13, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. What else is troubling about hiding? Speaking of me, because it's about me. So what is that? Pride. So when I think about being nervous or shaking or saying the wrong thing, that puts the focus on me. And in the end, none of that matters. That's just pride. Back to Jonah. God told him directly what he wanted. But what was Jonah doing? He did what he wanted. So he didn't want Nineveh to repent. So where did he go wrong? His focus was not on what God wanted. It's what I wanted. And again, pride. Let's take a minute to look at the definition of hiding. It's a verb, implies doing something or action to put out of sight, to screen from view, to keep secret, to conceal for shelter or protection. So is hiding always bad? Let's look. A different kind of hiding. Exodus 3:6. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Is that the only time that happened? No. Back in Genesis, Abraham, chapter 17, verse 3, Abraham fell face down before God, and that's when he was being given the covenant. In Joshua 5, verses 13 and 14, this is like this verse. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, are you for us or for our enemies? Neither, he replied, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence. And from a previous sermon, I don't remember who, learning that that was Jesus, because if it had been an angel, he would have told Joshua to get up because angels aren't to be worshipped. But he allowed it. So it was God, Jesus. Again, another time where hiding was acceptable. Paul, at the time Saul, in Acts 9, verses 3 and 4. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth. And finally, John, in Revelation 1, verse 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. As it says in Hebrews 10, verse 30, it is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, the writer at the time speaking of sinning. So clearly, hiding is not always a bad thing. I would describe it as worshipful to hide your face. And I suspect that when we meet our Creator face to face, that's exactly what we'll do when we leave these mortal bodies. In the future, maybe close now, Revelation 6, verse 15, says, then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, not just everyday people, these are the leaders of the top dogs, and every slave and every free man, everyone from top to bottom, hid in caves among the rocks of the mountains. They called on the mountains and the rocks fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? It is plain that even in the end times, there will be no hiding. Or as one person put it, God the all-time hide-and-seek champion of the world. And finally, some good ways of hiding. In Psalm 119, verse 11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Job 22:22 says, accept instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. Psalm 32, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble. And again in Psalms 119, verse 114, thou art my hiding place and my shield. God wants us to hide in him. And lastly, back for a moment to that hide and seek clip. Even though we may try to hide, God truly is seeking us. He loves us and wants us to know and love him. If you don't know God is your hiding place, come see us. Or online, reach out to us through the church, through our email or phone, so you can join this family and stop hiding from God. I told you you would burn your roast. Take my life and let it be. It's got the asterisk, so you just stand up, please.